A four-day peace conference aimed at resolving a land dispute between communities of Twi County of Warabi State and the Ngok Dinka of the Abyei Special Administrative Area ended without an agreement. Chief Teng Deng Teng, who represented the Twi community in the conference, says the Dinka Ngok community presented unrealistic demands during the meeting in Wau.
We were told that fighting must stop. We agreed. We were also told that all sides should move back and allow the buffer zone to be created in Anuet. We also accepted. But the Ngok refused to allow the buffer zone, and they also demanded that IDPs return to the area, and we said no. They cannot return without protection. A buffer zone must be created first, but they did not agree. So we said that there is no need to sign an incomplete peace deal.
Bula Beg Denkwal, the paramount chief of Ngok Dinka of Abyei, says he declined to sign the peace deal because Twi community have encroached a net area which belongs to the disputed Abyei area under the protection of the UN peacekeeping mission.
We have not signed the peace because Twi community demand that Anuet be evacuated and people move back from across the river on both sides. By the way, that one is not possible. We said if that is the demand, then we are not signing anything. We agree to a ceasefire, but that demand blocked everything and we end it without an agreement.
Advisor for Peace and Reconciliation in Abyei Special Administrative Area says the two communities could resolve their conflict in future. Chol Arithok says dialogue is the only opportunity for the two groups to end land disputes.
Still there is a hope because the peace process is a long journey. PA and the Governor of Warabi are committed to implement the four items. The cessation of hostility. They will come up with a new proposal or new planning based on what they discuss to be implemented and to be signed officially between the two governments.
Last year, dozens of people were killed and scores of others injured when an armed militia suspected of coming from Twi County attacked the Anet market in Abyei. Official from Warabi State said some residents of Twi County believe Anet falls within the territory of Warab. The March 2022 clashes prompted President Salva Kiir to form a committee headed by the Vice President in charge of service cluster Hussein Abdelbaghi to intervene and end the conflict between the Ngok Dinka and the people of Twi County. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.